Next, I'm joined by Tiana Taylor, Policy and Communications Associate for Release Aging People in Prison, or RAP. Her father has also been incarcerated since she was 10. Tiana is here to talk about the People's Campaign for Parole Justice 2021 and the uptick of COVID in prisons in New York State. Tiana, welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Just to get started, what is the People's Campaign for Parole Justice?
So the People's Campaign for Parole Justice is a new statewide grassroots campaign pushing for parole reform in New York State. The campaign platform is supported by more than 250 organizations across New York State, and it's led by a coalition of the state's biggest and most influential social justice and criminal justice groups, including RAP, Parole Preparation Project, Vocal New York, Citizen Action, New Hour for Women and Children, Halt Solitary, and many more organizations.
And as this coalition, what do you hope to accomplish? What are your goals for parole justice?
So the primary goals of the campaign are decarceration, especially in the face of COVID-19. That's very important, as well as family reunification.
And there's a launch event for People's Campaign for Parole Justice taking place on Thursday, January 14th. Can you tell us about the event on Thursday? Who is speaking and sort of some of what you hope to hear from people at this event?
Definitely. So tomorrow's event is going to include some currently incarcerated New Yorkers, as well as victims and survivor advocates. There will be more than 25 state lawmakers as well speaking, including the sponsors of our bills in the Senate and Assembly.
And can you name some of the speakers that you're excited to hear from tomorrow?
Absolutely. So one person that I am excited to hear from that I know personally is Stanley Bellamy. He is currently incarcerated with my father at Greenhaven. He has done great things in his community inside, as well as influencing the outside community. And I'm really interested to hear his take on the importance of pushing these bills. I'm also excited to hear from New York Assembly Majority Leader, Crystal Peebles Stokes. I'm very excited that she has decided to join on to our cause, and I would love to hear what she had to say in support of our bills.
You mentioned that he's incarcerated with your father. Can you just actually tell us a little bit about your personal story? I know your father has been incarcerated since you were 10, and you've advocated for clemency for him. But could you just tell us a little bit about who is your father?
Yeah, my father's name is Leroy Taylor. And before he was incarcerated, up until now, we've been very close. We've been able to keep our bond very strong. He's one of the most influential people in my life. And I sometimes call him my best friend because that's how close we are. My father is not the same person he was when he became incarcerated. And I know that. And that's why for me, it's so important to push these types of bills so that when he is eligible for parole, he'll be able to get out on a smooth ride with the fair and timely parole bill.
And can you talk a little bit more about the fair and timely parole bill?
Yeah. So the fair and timely parole bill, it's a bill that really, in my opinion, it just makes the parole board what it was meant to be in the beginning, right? So when you go to parole, you go to parole after having been in a correctional facility or a prison for so many years. And the point of it is for you to become rehabilitated through programs and through efforts. So when you go to parole, this bill says you should be expected to be judged by who you are today and not who you are when you committed your crime. So it really pushes parole board members to look at programs that people have done since they've been incarcerated, how they've helped the community inside since they've been incarcerated, and how they've gone through personal transformations. The bill also talks about having a fully staffed parole board and having people who have different experiences in the community on the parole board, not just people who are already in the criminal justice system, such as ex-police officers or ex-judges and things of that nature, but people who are in the community and could understand a different kind of lens on how to look at these people's stories, the incarcerated people who are up for parole.
Thank you for that, Tiana. And I was wondering, could you also just go in a little bit more on the elder parole bill?
The elder parole bill basically is stating that anyone who is 55 and older and has done at least 15 years of their sentence should be eligible for parole. Now, this bill does not say that these people automatically get released, but they are at least eligible to see the parole board. So that means that people who have virtual life sentences or life sentences with no chance of parole, but have been rehabilitated, can now have a chance to be released and see their families again free, as well as save the state a lot of money. Housing elders just costs a lot of money. So that's going to mitigate a lot of that too.
And I was wondering on that, if you have anything to share. I know I read a headline around how incarcerated folks over 60, mostly men, I think, are being relocated to Adirondack Correctional Facility. Some have called it Cuomo making sort of a nursing home of elderly incarcerated folks.
I will first of all say that this is a tragedy to see this being done. People who have posed no threat to society, people who have already been rehabilitated and deserve to be freed, people whose family miss them and cannot even spend some of the last years they'll have with them because they're locked up behind bars in the middle of a pandemic. What's going on at Adirondack is a shame. It's shameful. When we think of the elder parole bill, that would definitely mitigate some of these things. All of these elders who are now being kind of grouped together in the middle of a pandemic and pushed off to the side to another facility will now at least have the chance of freedom that obviously Governor Cuomo has not been giving them through clemency.
And RAP is part of a lawsuit suing Cuomo over creating these conditions in Adirondack?
Oh yes, RAP is involved in a lawsuit. Yep, they have put a lawsuit in.
And you know, you mentioned these bills in relationship to this pandemic that we are in. There is an uptick all over the capital region and New York State and the country in general with COVID cases. We've been covering on the Hudson Mohawk magazine COVID in institutions like prisons and nursing homes. RAP has had a continued presence around advocating for better conditions in prisons around COVID, advocating for vaccinations. You were at a gathering outside of Coosawhi prison last weekend. I was wondering if you could tell us about the deaths and increase in cases.
Definitely. First of all, the rise has been rapid since the beginning of the new year. Just this week, there's been 206 new positive cases in prisons across New York State. In the past 2.5 weeks, 10 people have passed away. 10 incarcerated people have passed away of COVID. In Coosawhi, we came to do a little vigil to honor the life of the person who had passed this week at Coosawhi. You know, it's sad to see that so little is being done when lives are being lost. Since December 1st, there has been over 1,900 new COVID cases in New York State prisons. That is more than there has been in the previous 8 months. So in the previous 8 months, there has been 1,800 new COVID cases behind bars. And now in just over a month and a half, there has been 1,993 new cases as of the 11th this week. Now, since RAP sees Governor Cuomo is not granting clemencies, RAP is pushing for the immediate passing of the Fair and Timely Parole Bill and the Elder Parole Bill, as well as the proper staffing of the parole board. And that's really what the People's Campaign for Parole Justice is pushing. Over 250 organizations statewide are supporting us in pushing these three initiatives, which again is to pass the Elder Parole Bill, to pass Fair and Timely Parole Bill, and to also get the parole board fully staffed so that people can be released. This will save lives across the state.
Thank you for that, Tiana. And as we start to wrap up, if people are listening to this interview and are interested in participating in Thursday, January 14th at 12 p.m., the People's Campaign for Parole Justice 2021 platform launch. How would they get more information?
So if folks want to learn more about the People's Campaign for Parole Justice and be involved in the RAP campaign, they can go to rapcampaign.com.
Awesome. Tiana Taylor, thank you so much for joining us today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you.